You got enough to play ball.
Okay, just as a quick administrative advisement, Rachel has said the recording was poor from last go around. So if you're speaking during the meeting, do your best to speak towards a microphone. Lean in if you can. That would be great. But we'll go ahead and get started for our June 3rd Environmental Advisory Committee meeting. Getting started at 3:07, 3:08 by my watch. Thanks everyone for being here. Did everyone get the email from Rachel about the agenda and items for discussion today? Good. Any concerns, additions, subtractions, what have you from the agenda? All right. Well, we'll get moving. Again, the recording from the prior meeting was
That's right.
We did do one, though. We were here. So I guess we'll just, for lack of a recording, was everyone was at the last meeting who's here, right? I think we everyone was in attendance, so no need to...
I was not.
You weren't?
Okay. I was not.
You didn't make any motions that required voting, so you read over the meeting summary.
I did.
Okay. Good. Sounds good. So as far as old business, which is basically all we're going to spend our time on today, is Bee City Pollinator Week updates. Has everyone taken a look at the Pollinator Week flyer? Looks like there's a fair number of things going on in our area and also just outside.
I think a lot of them you have to sign up for, though, so mm-hmm. I've already signed up for some. But
great.
I did talk with Kim. I was with Kim Bailey this morning, and she said that the speaker on the 21st, I don't have it in front of me, but if you do want to go see the speaker on the 21st at the Arboretum, you need to get tickets right now because she said they're about to send it out to the Arboretum members, and there's thousands of people. So she also said that they are looking for more food donations for that event of sweet or savory shareable things. So, if you want to make anything, I'm going to help with registration and tickets and stuff at the event. So, if you do want to make something, you can bring it to me that day at my office, and I'll take it up there that afternoon. So
if we're not going anywhere.
If you're not going to go. But if you're going to go, bring it with you. Thank you.
Just a question, Rachel. Maybe you'd be able to field this. I had somebody from the community ask me, are we a bee city or a bee community? Is there any talk about that from...
As far as I know, it's just Bee City USA, right, and the city of Hendersonville is designated. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that there's an equivalent program for counties. I think there's a campus, there's a bee campus, and there's a bee city.
Okay.
Same with Tree City. I just looked that up yesterday. Tree City and Tree Campus, but there's no county designation, so.
Sounds good.
I guess we're just a partner, which is fine.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay. Thank you for that. So, last month, you remember, we talked about a new member guide, which I think the meat of it was generally what we had talked about at prior meetings, prior years, to bring that information forward. I think a couple of us had volunteered to start working on older meetings. Can you share how that's progressing, if it has, if you need help?
I did put it up as a Google Doc, and I think some of you got that, but nobody has done anything.
Okay.
So Mary Beth said she got the invitation. I know those of you I didn't have a Gmail address for haven't gotten it yet, and that's my fault. Is there anybody whose email address that is registered for this committee is not Gmail who also has a Gmail address?
That'd be me.
Okay, could I collect Gmail addresses? Because then I'll invite you, and does everybody know about Google Docs?
Great.
But the rest of the things I said I do, I haven't done yet. Yeah.
I have to have a Gmail.
You don't
ID.
Have to. It's just if you have it, it's a little easier. I don't get a nasty message back saying... If you
who
don't,
is she?
Yeah, pretty much. If you don't have one, I'll just send it in because like Rachel, I don't have a Gmail for you, so I'm going to send an invitation to you.
Welcome.
Okay. Well, maybe not. As I said, I can send it to your regular address.
She texted me. She's like, tell them to leave.
But thank you, though.
I will when I get there.
Okay, good.
That's all I know.
Do you have that's fine. I think that's something that we can continue to work on, ongoing, and you know, it's one of those things we're always going to be putting little bits of information in there.
Your webmail is also Google Docs.
Yeah. I think related to that, so we talked last month and probably just a little bit the month before about the report that we need to provide to the Board of Commissioners as far as what have we been up to for the past 12 months. So in front of you, you have, well, does everyone have a copy with this one up here, which is basically the content is essentially our summaries of meetings that Rachel's been preparing, which are I think are great, and then just basically put it into a format of a letter to the chair of the commissioners. Has everyone had an opportunity to look that over since that came out from email in the past few days? Any comments, recommendations, motions that you'd like to make in terms of that? You may remember, last year our chair, Pam, went ahead and just produced that based on her purview of the information we had covered. We thought this year a little more democratic process, we would have everyone just take a look at it and say, yeah, looks good. Send it along to the commissioners as our report card or our progress report, however you want to describe it. Is there any other content you want to add to it?
A lot of it, I mean, I copied and pasted from the meeting summary, so there's a lot of like run-on sentences and not actual sentences. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, there was
like that. So
yeah. So I did see a couple grammatical things we may want to polish.
But I'm wondering if you even need to have it broken down by meeting times, or if you just wanted to do like a fall summary and a spring summary, or just a summary by topic, summary by votes. I mean, there's a variety of ways you could do it, but
I kind of like having them separated by
the
meeting date.
It
may be
easier to go back.
Yeah, right. I think it showed a good flow, too. Because there was things on there from before I came on that I saw how we got there. So I like it by date, also.
I agree.
It's whatever you
guys
want.
Okay.
I think it just takes someone, like, I mean, I could do it, but going in, like, for example, for April 1st, it's just the copy for the letter we sent. So maybe, like, a one-sentence introduction saying that we voted and approved the following statement and submitted it to the
There's also an open double quotes and not a closed double quotes.
Yeah, well, like stuff that you mentioned, like a copy editor.
Yeah.
Look for.
Okay.
When does that have to be turned down?
End of the month?
End of June.
So you can work on this and vote on it electronically, and then Ryan and I can submit it to the clerk.
Do you want to do that? You continue to polish it a bit?
Well.
The other thing I thought about, just as an aside, when I was reading over this, we had talked last meeting, and it's been an ongoing conversation about inviting our board representative, our commissioner designee, to come to a meeting at some point, maybe in the early fall.
Pause, Ryan. Yes, Rachel.
Thank you for bringing that up. I talked to Commissioner Edney yesterday, and I don't know necessarily that he's the designated commissioner to this committee, but I saw him. We were talking about other things like composting, so I asked him if he would come sometime in the fall, and he said he'd be happy to. Just let him know when.
Wonderful.
So it'll probably need to be August or September.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Where did the idea come from that we have a designated commissioner? Who, did you say that? Or
I think Mr. Rogers did.
You told us.
I don't know.
But I think I've heard that other places, that each committee has a designated commissioner.
I think that's the idea.
Yeah.
So we've heard it in separate places.
Yeah. And my thought was getting to ask in earlier is probably better, and, you know, like your recommendation, August, September, if we could go ahead and say to Commissioner Thompson, Chairman Thompson, hey, we'd like to go ahead and ask Commissioner Edney or another designee to come to the August or September meeting. Maybe there's enough lead time for us to get on their calendar.
Yeah, we can do that. Okay. That's why I went ahead and put it out there when I saw him.
Okay. All right, so are there any edits we want to go ahead and recommend that go into this copy now, or is it just you want to make it a something we're kicking around through email? The only reason I say that is I know about bandwidth issues that we all have from time to time, particularly myself, and if we can move this closer to a finished product today, I'd rather do that because we have a quorum present and we could, you know, get some things moving. But if you guys want to go electronic, I'm fine with that as well.
Yeah, Pam's not here. We could all agree on a sentence pretty quickly.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking to the mic really well for this part. So
Okay, so I heard April before. We have a open quote and a...
Yeah,
it closes at the end.
It closes at the end. Okay. Yeah. That's the whole statement of that letter.
Right.
But we want to basically a preface statement that says
we
sent a letter to the commissioners.
The following statement was submitted to the county commissioners.
Yes.
Colon.
April 1st.
And probably the same in March. Same preface.
Oh, this one? Well, this one's more.
Following statement was submitted.
Yeah, so that's a copy of it.
Yeah.
The bottom of March.
Okay. Got it.
She said the same one from March.
March, yeah.
March, the last bullet.
Yeah, third bullet, same sentence.
Okay. Sent to Board of Commissioners for review at March 7th meeting. So just you want to say we sent?
Oh, yeah, that's one bullet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, so get rid of the bullet.
And remove that bullet.
Okay. All right.
Wait, who else is taking notes right now?
Ryan's
got this.
On the May 7th, I read a little wonky on the second bullet. It says Chris motioned to ask and guide one restaurant this year. Is that right about guide?
I don't know.
I didn't have that in my mental.
Where?
Guide. I wasn't sure what that was supposed to be.
Well, you'll have to just make that into a sentence because the whole thing doesn't even make sense.
No.
Just not tell them we did that.
That's what this is a meeting summary.
Yeah, no, I could appreciate that.
I think I made a motion that we try to ask one restaurant this year to do it. I was thinking all kind of got jumped.
So
just get rid of and guide.
Yeah.
And probably the maybe part could go too.
Yeah, maybe add more next year. Remove that phrase.
Okay.
Application to be city last March, wasn't it? Was it March or April?
I think that's right.
It wasn't during this fiscal year, so
that's true.
You all came in and we'd already been approved, and then there's all this stuff in here about B City. So I don't know if maybe we should just
mention
throw in a sentence towards the beginning that says, you know, something in reference to that.
Sure, it's not a bad idea.
It's a very referencing maybe the.
Didn't you send out the letter from last year?
I thought I would remember. Yeah.
Didn't you send out last year's letter?
Yes, and I have a copy.
I was trying to find it.
Well, here's the copy from the last meeting. Here's this. Yeah, it's right here, but it doesn't have a date in it.
question?
We're trying to make out.
November 5th. The format meeting discussion, or meeting format discussion. Wording.
To continue with presentations on Saturday or
Saturday. What was the topic?
I think we were deciding, should we continue
the Craneways?
Well, no, because remember we went through the, we had two meetings where we had people come talk to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we basically said, should we keep digging or should we
go with one of them?
Yeah, go to another consensus item.
Might maybe state that a little bit to make it more clear for someone who didn't know.
We changed topics at that point.
That's right. Could you say committee discussed whether to continue with presentation on the same topic or start with just kind of cut out the December meeting format discussion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense. I know that's a lot we talked about.
Be smooth.
But
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it is. We switched to
Greenways.
Well, we made that switch based on how well
October went.
Water and conservation has been addressed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they seem to be pretty well-rounded, if I believe right.
Yeah, I think so.
Under control.
Yeah, under control.
So maybe we could... What if we said, instead of on same topic, on topic of water conservation?
Mm-hmm. There you go. That would clear it up. And then you could put discussed December meeting format, if you wanted to, about Greenways, which would then go into December, where mm-hmm. we talked about Greenways.
I think the format topic is covered with that second bullet point, just stating the conclusion of that discussion.
You think we should put in parentheses after discuss greenways, green infrastructure? Because when you look back on a consensus from August, second bullet, black bullet says green infrastructure, trails, blueways, rivers, paddling. We don't specifically say greenways. I mean.
So just change greenways to green infrastructures on
December? I think
December?
You could either that or you could just put parentheses after to say, you know, green infrastructure or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It's used a couple
it's
of
used,
times,
yeah.
So that's a good idea.
To carry it through. So I'm gonna mix you up. To December?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
The activity in parentheses? Ditch that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Sound good? Ditching activity in parentheses?
I don't see that. Okay.
Second bullet.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Do we need to, in between the January and February meeting, okay, no, we accept. I was thinking there was an e-vote in between there, but it looks like it was all done at the meetings.
weren't on here. Four of those need to come in.
Poet Al.
In February 4th, the words in the parentheses are not needed. Greenway's discussion.
Review and vote needed.
Letter amended. All approved. Mm-hmm.
And then that, did we discuss it twice? Did we do it in March and in February? So it looks like maybe a repeat.
What month did we approve it?
I think we must have done it in February because they needed it.
I think it was the motion to write the letter, and then once the letter was made, we approved the letter.
The Part F. That's the Bell Park Trail letter.
March 3rd, it says sent to Board of Commission for review at March 7th meeting.
The actual letter was dated January 28th.
What?
So I think it's just a typo, but it's just repeated by mistake. Because we did it on one meeting.
Short letter.
And the February we accepted and approved.
I think this letter, this day might be wrong. Maybe this was your original letter.
Maybe.
This was an email, too.
Since April 1st. I think you're right. I think it is. Must be the original.
I don't
remember.
Well, there's the Acosta Nakawaha letter, and then there's the Bell project.
The meeting agenda from our March 3rd, 2016 meeting, old business, Greenway's letter of support finalized and submitted for March 7th, 2016 board meeting. This, again, was the Greenway's letter. So based on this, this date's wrong, but we did get it submitted in after our March meeting. So it was probably the Monday following.
So
when did the actual vote happen?
Greenway's letter.
March?
I think it must have happened March 3rd.
And the long discussion happened the month before? Is that how it went down?
I think
that's
right.
I have edits on a copy of the letter from the February meeting.
Yeah.
And then... We met a month later.
And we actually voted on it. Okay, so we just didn't do an e-vote. We actually...
There was a meeting, though, right around there where you didn't have quorum, though, remember?
Yeah, but maybe...
Because it was like a winter thing, and mm-hmm. the schedule got all funny, and then...
Maybe that was February. Yeah, that was mm-hmm. February.
So,
at the March meeting, we had Philip, Chris, Kim, Mary Beth, and Liz. Myself, so we had... Six.
How many do you need for a quorum? Two thirds, which is one.
Nine.
Six. So mm-hmm. One, two, three, four, five. Would have been last month's first. Mm-hmm. And the main
Pam?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can
yeah.
ask. I can also go back through the minutes from the board meeting, the actual board meeting, to see, because it would have been those are discussion items on the board meetings relating to this.
Yeah, so.
Because it was a presentation. I'll dig.
That's cool.
We're in the middle of trying to edit this down to where we can go ahead and approve it as amended. Does that look familiar? Did you see that come through?
Okay.
Now would be a great time. Do you have any edits to it?
One thing I was interested in is that when it's saying we're going to have a history of the what we have done.
But this is our letter to the commissioners, not the guidebook.
Oh,
for the
okay. That's what I was interested in, was a guidebook.
Okay.
Rachel's going to look at the Board of Commissioners minutes to see, because we're a little
fuzzy.
No,
it actually, I take that back. So basically, all we did at the March meeting is we reported that we did submit it on March 7th. So we talked about it in February. So.
And did Kieran Rowe speak to us on March 3rd?
That's right. Yeah, he talked to us in March, and then we met in April and worked on the letter.
So it was just mentioned that it was submitted.
That's right. Yeah.
So what's in parentheses where it says review and vote needed should be deleted. That whole bullet point should just disappear. Because just because we talked about it doesn't mean we need to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Does everyone agree? Just delete that whole bullet on March 3rd?
Yeah.
Sorry.
From Ryan's notes, it looks like we talked about it. But all we talked about was that we submitted it and we were all proud of ourselves.
Basically, yeah. Right.
And I mentioned that Kieran Rowe spoke.
That's right. That's a good point.
Yeah, the letter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good point.
The letter that Rachel sent out in March actually had Jim Rowe 28 times.
Mm-hmm.
The letter we got for the March 3rd.
Yeah. Which is, I think that's the big confusion.
It must have just had that date all the way through when they knew that.
Yeah.
The date when it got changed.
I know you were talking about it really in depth for 4 months, so that's good.
For review at the March 7th meeting?
Right.
Commission. Council.
So I'm proposing to add Karen Rowe presented on the Bell Park proposal for March 3rd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can just add Karen Rowe, CLMC.
Sure.
CNLC. And that brings us up. Is it? Anybody see anything else?
Oh, wait. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this is in parentheses. It doesn't need to be. Right? There's no need for parentheses at the beginning of a bullet point.
Mm-hmm. The only other thing we did in April is started talking about the table of contents, new member guide, that kind of thing. That's the only thing of substance.
So add a bullet point for new member guide. Discussion, : new member guide.
That's the only thing I would say. All right. You guys want to vote as amended, or do we have further discussion?
Does everyone feel like they're followed along on all these we
sure.
just did? Or do you want to look at them? It's all just copy editing. We didn't have any.
Trying to find my end of year letter summary, which will be in December 3rd, but I don't seem to have the
one that you submitted last year.
Yeah.
Chris, do you have that copy still that I gave you with my?
What do we need it for?
I just wanted to see the copy.
Mm.
Just that?
Yeah.
Some storm
water. Thank you. Can I make a motion to approve these as amended?
Yeah, go ahead.
I make a motion.
A second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries.
Is you going to do it, or?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Thank you.
I'll be back.
Oh, there it is. The sustainability program.
You had the second, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
About something y'all did last year?
Yeah. But did we ever act on it? We had the committee voted to
just go ahead and ask the group.
The committee voted to change some wording in the sustainability plan. Instead of
putting carbon footprint reduction and carbon greenhouse emissions reductions in that first bullet point under Section 3 goals, we replaced it with clean air requirements as defined by the EPA. These changes reflect the fear of the majority of the current members then that the committee that planning to reduce the use of CO2 will turn out to be an ineffective method of dealing with climate change, and that would cripple our economy so that there would be no funds available to help those affected by global warming when it occurs.
That was the public transportation?
Yeah, it was the sustainability plan for the county.
And I was wondering if that wording ever got changed.
That's just a document that I use internally. So
did it ever get changed?
Yeah, I'm sure that
I,
that was a while ago, but I'm sure
that it was quite a while ago. I just started thinking of it because on the agenda was something about the year end report
right.
being made.
All right. Well, good. Good discussion. Thanks for spending time going through this line by line, character by character. That was really helpful. As far as other items today, we don't have anything for new business. Anybody have announcements for the good of the group other than what we talked about for pollinators?
I just want to introduce, this is Gray here again, and he is the new Southern Regional Office Director from Mountain Tree Southern Regional Office Director.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to meet you.
What's your full name? Say it again.
Gray Jernigan.
Gray Jernigan.
Yes.
Where'd you move from?
Raleigh.
What'd you do in Raleigh?
I was an attorney for Waterkeeper Alliance.
Which for the Greater Waterkeeper Alliance?
Yes.
This is Mountain View?
Mountain True.
But I've been getting the emails from
so
the old ego.
Mark was the director, and then he left, and then Joan was the interim director, and then Gray just came on not even a month ago.
Yeah, this is my third week on the job.
Okay.
Nice. Brand new.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So that brings us to a point of discussion we've had all year. When do we meet again?
Now, you can go back to your quarterly meetings or your every other month meeting or whatever you would choose at this point in time, since you don't have a list of discussion topics, since you're kind of wrapping up the fiscal year. So,
Liz and I attended the city's Environmental Sustainability Board meeting last month. It was a great conversation. Gray was there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we should bring from that meeting to this committee for discussion? I think
the composting, the litter, raising litter awareness, and dealing with it, recycling, all really good conversation around each of those.
Yeah. There was also some good conversation about recognizing businesses who have a lean towards stewardship and conservation, which I think is interesting because it's
like an award.
Eco used to do some awards that were pretty popular. So we talked about talking to businesses who are already doing, you know, like Sierra Nevada was one name that was mentioned, and using them to highlight that it is possible, it can be profitable. You know, granted their margins are better than most, but that being said, I think that would be an exciting conversation for us to be a part of with the city's, you know, our counterpart in the city. So I don't think they had anything material that they want us to get involved with, but it's just basically starting the conversation, you know, whether it's a sustainability coalition or something like that, some way to recognize businesses and hopefully inspire others to be more proactive.
Did you see the paper about Alicia and Sile?
No.
There was it was yesterday on the front page, I think.
Who's Alicia and what's Sile?
Alicia is a member of the city board, the Environmental Sustainability Board, and her corporation is located on Shepherd.
Yeah, right off Spartanburg.
Just west of Spartanburg Highway, or south, whichever way that. And she's their sustainability environmental guru.
Yeah.
And has been coordinating her efforts with Sierra Nevada. And so they're going in to, and they use Danny's dumpster a lot.
What is Sile?
You
know, I'm not sure. they manufacture, they have a huge amount of waste that goes that used to go into the landfill, and now they're bringing it elsewhere and using Danny's dumpster to have more of it recycled.
Countertops?
Are they the countertop one?
Yeah, that's the one out in Fletcher. That's
No, they do some kind of materials, advanced material stuff. I can't remember what it is.
It's an industrial site.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sort of along those lines, I think it would be worth talking about educating. I've spoken to some builders back and forth several times this year, and they don't seem to be aware, for example, of the asphalt shingle recycling that is available to them, which I would think they would love, because instead of paying to get rid of it, they get to dump it.
Our roofers.
They should be aware of it, because they dump at the same place where they take the shingles.
Yeah. I did send a letter for that program when I started it to all of the contractors in the county.
Okay. Well, some of these guys don't read. You can tell because you put up plans in a house that you're trying to build.
Right.
You have to stand there and say, outlet here, outlet there.
Lee pioneered the use of ceramic foam in metal filtration technology. So that's what they do.
Ceramic? Oh,
that means.
So like molds, maybe?
There you go.
We'll have to ask for a tour.
Yeah. We can do a tour.
See what they do.
I think it has to do with more with their materials. They make all kinds of stuff, but especially materials and stuff. More than a specific product.
Just go to their website. It's very interesting.
Okay. But, so again, there's nothing that we need to vote on today or get involved with today, but I just think it's interesting to see what they're working on, and I think there's opportunities for us to work together because we all live here.
Can I just make one note on that?
Sure.
Some coordinated efforts with the city DSB would be a really good idea, but do keep in mind that the jurisdiction of the city is a much smaller size than what you have in the county. Mm-hmm. So the ability of the city's ESB to recommend a policy to do something to their city council is going to be a much different beast on the county level, just because it has a different effect on because of the boundaries of the county. So just keep that in mind, because I know one of the things they talked about before was like plastic bag ban and some things. So I just want you to.
And Rachel makes a tremendous point. They were talking about that at the last meeting, and Liz and I basically were the voice of reason to say, you guys, that's a non-starter. We got to find a different way to be, to encourage. You can't mandate a program. Like, it would be very difficult, challenging. So I think that's where there's opportunity for us. I think we should always have somebody at their meetings just so we're in the know, kind of like Mr. Rogers keeps people in the know. We need to be in the know what they're doing, because we can work together, but also we can hopefully keep them out of the landmines. And I think if they, you know, something like a plastic bag ban could hurt us as well if they try to come with something like that potentially. Because we all...
They can do whatever at their level. Those things. I don't particularly think that some of those things would be as easy to enact.
Yeah. I personally have concerns about political capital for committees if they start asking for things that are unrealistic, personally.
I found a whole bunch of plastic bags waiting to go to the grocery store and get recycled.
Right.
How about having a bounty on plastic bags? Remember when you used to return glass bottles?
Could go for that.
You could have 2 cents per pound, which would be a lot of plastic bags.
A truckload. Cool. All right, so what do you want to do about next month's meeting? What's your gut say?
I won't be here. I'll be on the West Coast.
That's right. It does fall right around 4th of July.
On the West Coast.
Would that be the 1st?
It's the 7th?
7th.
The 7th.
Or wait.
The 4th is on a Monday, I think.
Yeah, it'd be the 7th, which is the first Thursday.
I don't care, because this is my last meeting.
Is it?
I think so. I am supposed to expire on the 30th.
Did you get a reappointment letter or email?
No. Did I get
it? Oh, no. Did you delete it?
It's possible. My computer has been really sick.
Because you took over a spot.
Yeah.
Got one. We can talk about it afterwards. I just don't want to use it. So it would be the 7th if you would like to
know. So they went out. So.
I thought I was at the end of a 3-year thing. And you couldn't do it again.
Can you do it again?
I lost.
I suggest that we schedule our next meeting to be tentative on the commissioner joining us for discussion. Wasn't that?
I thought he wasn't doing natural fall.
Is that what you said? Fall?
Yeah. Well, August or September, but not July.
That's fine. That's not good.
But if we meet in August, unless we have something to do.
That's like a week.
You can vote 2017.
Yeah.
I'm 2016. You got one more year.
Oh, wow. Okay, I do have an opinion.
Okay. So, do you want to conditionally say we'll do the 7th unless something changes?
I don't think he's going to come.
Well, yeah, okay. So, you guys, listen, we've worked hard. You want to take a month off and we'll see everybody in August?
Good time of the year.
Have a cookout.
Yeah,
or field trip.
There you go.
That's going to be August 4th.
August 4th.
Mm-hmm. You may even want to have Alicia from
Sylvie
Town and talk about
it. Ooh,
of course.
They do.
Take a whole other direction or whatever you want
to
do.
So it sounds like everybody's in favor of going on to the 4th of August for our next meeting. Okay.
Are we going to try to have the commissioner at that meeting? Is that what we're doing?
Oh, what?
Try to have the commissioner at that August meeting?
It'd be great to kick off the year if he's available in August.
Yeah.
Okay, so we see if he can do August.
Yeah, if that's possible. Okay. It'd be great.
Let me ask you this along the same lines, kicking off the new year. Do y'all want to go through the consensus process again as far as what we focus on for the next 10 months or so?
Was that? Be here in August. Can we have the commissioner maybe come in September?
What's that?
Jim will be here in August.
So it'd be September 1st?
Well,
September 1st.
We need
that's
to do it at his convenience.
Isn't that right?
But
in the middle
be
of the Stop Festival?
No, we need to do it at your convenience, Jane.
Thank you.
September 1st?
Yeah.
Well, we want as many people to be here as possible so that you can all get your questions answered. And there's probably only one time during the year that we're going to get one of them to be able to come.
That's true.
And
August will be Apple Festival stuff.
Then maybe we should plan on trying to have him for September, and then at the August meeting, let's talk about what we want to talk to him about.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Otherwise, we're all going to kind of get in there. And
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay,
so we'll shoot for August 4th consensus meeting. Invite our commissioner designee or Commissioner Edney, whoever that may be, to our September meeting.
And that'll give us a chance to discuss questions.
Perfect.
And Rachel, I presume that you'll check in with Edney or whoever it is.
All right.
So our homework.
And if I was him, my first question would be, why do they want me to come talk to them? Mm-hmm. And your answer would be because they want to know what you want of them.
Yeah, we tried to get him last year.
What I asked him was, would you be available and or interested to come and just have a discussion with EAC to give them some feedback on some things that maybe are on your radar, you know, kind of put it in that direction. So, but he's probably going to expect for it to be more of a discussion rather than just sit down and he's going to tell you what he wants you to do, because that's, as we've talked about all year, that's what you're here for. So,
right.
But there may be some big things that he's hearing from some of his representatives in the community that he wants you to know about. I don't know. So, an open discussion. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan. All right.
He's a beekeeper. He can't be all that.
Commissioner Hawkins is a beekeeper.
Oh, I got it confused. I do that.
All right. Anything else for the good of the group?
So is our homework over the summer to be thinking about consensus?
I think so. It's just, well, I mean, really, so the way we kicked it off last year was, or this year, was everybody had a couple, I think two or three items that was important to them from an environmental focus, community focus, what have you. And so we put them up on the board and we basically got to consensus around what most people thought, you know, was worth our time and the community's time of those issues. And maybe, I have photos from last year's, if that's helpful. I could send those mm-hmm. out to everybody just to say, hey, this is what we're talking about, you know, last August or September, whatever it was. August.
A couple of all of you who I didn't invite to the Google Docs on the new member guidelines, I will do that and I guess take a look because we want that for new members who come on. Mm-hmm. So that would be soon. The other thing was, in case anybody doesn't know, the Akaloha Greenway is completed, paved, and mostly mm-hmm. striped from Berkeley Park mm-hmm. down to, so it's really nice. Mm-hmm.
That's what we should do, a field trip.
Do it. That when it says no wheeled, no motorized wheel vehicles, does that mean no motorized wheelchairs?
No.
It
couldn't
come.
No, I talked to
him.
No,
it's cool.
ATVs and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Things that will rip up the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Ready to adjourn? We have a motion to adjourn?
I don't dare. I can't wait.
Kim wants to.
Yes, I'm a motion to adjourn.
Second. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Let's get on. All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you in August.
Thank you.